This is Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Writer and performer Baruch Porras Hernandez is a busy man. He hosts the Shipwreck Fan Fiction Competition and podcast in San Francisco. He founded the Latinx performer showcase Donde Está Mi Gente, and he performs regularly with The Moth, Radar Productions, and Literary Deathmatch. He spoke with KLW's Jen Sheehan about what it means for him to make it as a writer and a queer artist in the Bay Area. We'll start with an excerpt from one of his poems.
As a gay man, it's good to have goals. Goal number two, lose 150 pounds. Get a spiky gay haircut with frosted tips. Wear nothing but shorts and polo shirts. Call all my male friends bro. Ignore all women. Only talk to men if we are talking about how to make money. Buy a giant house after displacing poor people. Never use it. Kick brown children off soccer fields. Slut shame men who are in open relationships. Make fun of the word polyamory, but have anonymous sex at the gym. Go to Burning Man. Go to Burning Man, bro. Go to Burning Man, bro. Go to Burning Man, bro. Wait, bro, you don't go? You don't go? Why? Why? Why not? Go to Burning Man, bro. Why don't you go? It's too expensive? Make more money, bro. But bro, really, bro, you should go. It's such a spiritual experience.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can you talk about where that poem comes from for you? I hear a little bit of, well, I hear a little satire, I hear a little anger, but I also hear affection and, you know, a sense of identification.
Yeah, I feel like I wrote it a while ago when I was trying to figure out, I guess, how to make it just as like a person. Not even just as an artist, but I feel like in my late 20s in San Francisco, I wanted to just make it. And everybody thought I was trying to make it as, like, become famous. And I kept having to correct people and say, no, I don't want to get famous. I want to just have a house. And I want to be able to help my parents out. So I tried to, like, talk to older gay men who I thought seemed had made it or who had a lot of security. And they kept telling me, like, well, you know, you have to have goals. And it seemed like they were really just telling me you have to have money. You know, they were trying to say, like, make more money.
Mm-hmm. That was in order to do all of those things.
In order to do well. So, yeah, I feel the poem was coming from some sort of like, huh, how the heck do I survive in this city and without always panicking like I'm going to lose my place to live? Like, my parents are old now. What if something happens to them? What if my partner gets run over?
These are real things that, especially as you get older, they become more important.
Especially if you're making sacrifices to continue working as an artist, it's something that always kind of, I feel, weighs heavily on you because there's so much, I feel, artistic guilt with that. Like, well, I'm not diving into like a very lucrative career to have all the security and stay in the Bay Area. So there's that level of guilt. And then you throw an immigrant guilt, and it's just a guilt party. It's just a let's eat a whole pizza and cry guilt party, you know?
I'm wondering what makes you stay? What has kept you here? And what has kept you in the artistic life?
I feel what's kept me here is, well, I used to run a show called the San Francisco Queer Open Mic. And every month we would do this show, and the community would come, and they all seemed very exhausted. Most of them were queer.
You mean your audiences?
The audience. A bunch of them were trans folks. And they just all had people of color. They had this look on their face that they were happy to be there. But they were, like, exhausted from trying to survive in San Francisco in this really expensive city. Half of them didn't even live here. Half of them would come from the East Bay or the outskirts of the Bay Area because it was so important for them to be around other queer artists like them. And then all of the magic that was shared on stage would just totally like, you know, breathe kind of new life into the co-host and I. And I could see it working with the other folks in the audience. Like, people would leave uplifted and people would leave really just recharged, I feel. I love how diverse it is here. I feel when I perform in other cities, it's not the same mix of folks that I see here in San Francisco. And I really like that. I really like that there's also like a network of artists that have helped me grow a lot. That's one of the things that keep me here. People like Kevin Seaman have helped me grow a ton as an artist. Beatrice Al Thomas, she's also an local drag queen named Black Benatar. And whenever I have the opportunity, I try to create opportunities for fellow artists to remind them that this city can be a great place for artists. And it has been for a lot of artists, even though a lot of artists are struggling here. Great things do happen here. So whenever I organize a show, I try to make sure the artists get paid. I make sure that we're promoted well. I make sure to work with artists that are doing super well. And also artists I think are great and maybe haven't had as many opportunities as I have.
So you just got a grant to do a project around queer and Latinx superhero stories. So first, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And can you explain a little bit about what this project is?
I've been reading X-Men since I was 10 or 12. They've always been a huge part of my life. They helped me when I was in the closet. They helped me when I was coming out of the closet. One thing I noticed is that to this day, there isn't a Mexican or Latino character that's become part of the main roster. I could be wrong. I hope people don't freak out if I'm wrong. I know Velocidad was an official X-Men for a while. Anyway, the project is I'm working with MACLA, who is they're an incredible organization. They've been around forever in San Jose. They focus on Mexican, Chicano, Latinx artists. I'm going to gather some Latino writers, and I'm going to write new queer Latino superheroes. And they're going to be poems, short stories. And then we're going to take those stories, and we're going to give them to some artists, and they're going to create comic books. And then we're going to perform them in front of a live audience. So kind of like a radio play, but you can see the comic book. We're going to like read it to the audience.
With the visuals that the artists have created.
Some voice actors or maybe literary performers. There's a ton of writers that are also performers like me. So I'm hoping to find them to, you know, read the story out to folks. And I want people to come dressed as their favorite superhero. It doesn't have to be a Latino superhero. But, you know, I'm hoping that this will get all the people of color nerds over to San Jose so they can celebrate with us.